The top stories of 2016 in the digital business world. How the cloud, blockchain, and artificial intelligence took over.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And I'm sure many of you will agree that 2016 was quite a year. The biggest news stories in the business tech world were also rather interesting this year. The rise of digital business, in which computing and physical assets are increasingly integrated, saw the rise and shift to the cloud, blockchain breaking into the enterprise, and even a bigger push for corporate artificial intelligence experiments. Here to break down the key themes in digital business this year, as well as what we can expect in 2017, is The Wall Street Journal's Stephen Norton. And welcome, Stephen.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So there were a lot of themes in the digital business world that 2016 saw. The most prominent may well be the cloud. So let's start there. A lot of companies decided to reduce or completely eliminate data centers, shifting to the cloud. How has this shift remained a hot topic in 2016?
Well, it's been a long journey for a lot of these companies. We had Netflix was a big pioneer in this when they said that they were going to get rid of their data center and shift everything to the cloud. And since then, we've seen a lot of your more traditional companies, General Electric being one of them, but also Johnson & Johnson and American Airlines and others, say, hey, we want to make this shift too. The cloud offers potential flexibility. It's definitely going to cut costs for them. And so they're starting on this journey of moving all of these assets from their physical data centers off to a cloud.
Yeah, and it was a big undertaking, and it's obviously not going anywhere. How can we see that push continue to thrive in 2017?
So I think what you're going to see is a lot more companies expressing their interest in making the move, talking with companies like Microsoft and Amazon, and learning more about their cloud services, and really being more deliberate about which applications they start to move. For a lot of companies, you'll see, you know, we're starting at level zero here. We're hoping to get 60% by the end of next year, or, you know, finishing the push that we've been working on for a few years.
Another big buzzword this year was blockchain. It had its big break into the enterprise. How have companies been able to use blockchain, and what kind of industries is it making a name for itself in?
So that's really interesting. We're still waiting to see where these use cases are really going to pop up. The most prominent industry where it's being used now is in banking. A lot of groups have gotten together within the banking industry to figure out, okay, how do we really take advantage of this technology? And one example is in the back office, really. Normally when money moves around the banking system, it has to go through this series of clearinghouses, and that introduces a lot of time and cost into the process. With blockchain, you basically have this ledger that would allow all of that clearing to happen automatically using computers, and it would remove the need for that middleman.
You know, you can definitely see the need for it. And I can only expect more of this. What do you think its prospects are for the coming year?
Hopefully more implementations by real companies. Right now, a lot of the tech vendors like IBM are out there, and they are building up these solutions that they hope to sell to businesses down the road. Right now, we're really in a test phase. So I would expect that we'll see a lot more of those tests. And who knows, maybe a couple of implementations that actually get out into the world.
Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about artificial intelligence on this podcast. It's the next big frontier, or at least one of them in tech.
Mm-hmm.
How have companies been experimenting with things like machine learning and AI, and where is it going?
So right now, it's in the test phase in a lot of your big established companies, but there are a lot of potential uses. At MasterCard, for example, they're using machine learning to ferret out fraud. They're able to take all of this data, this transaction data from their different credit cards or different properties, and then be able to spot where potential fraudulent activity is happening. So that's one example. Companies also are using things like chatbots to interact with customers, and those are becoming increasingly automated, and they're looking at ways that they can use the data that they have to create a better customer experience or create more efficiencies inside the company.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Stephen Norton on the top digital business stories of 2016. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Stephen, these technologies will obviously hugely affect jobs and talent acquisition. Can you talk a little bit about its impact on that front? And also, because there's this heated debate about how adequate the education system is in terms of science, tech, engineering. It seems all-encompassing, and it just sort of just speaks to just how it's growing.
Right. And people say, like, these are the jobs of the future, and they're right. There are a lot of new skills that we are going to be expecting employees to know. And at this point, it kind of depends on who you ask and who's hiring for what, you know, whether we have a STEM crisis or not. But I can say that in my conversations with CIOs over this past year, every single one of them has said that recruiting the right talent is one of the biggest challenges for them. And so they're going to be looking intensely at the state of education, how they can work with universities to find the right talent, and then really also making sure that their existing workforce has the skills that they need to cope with the sort of digital future.
Right. It'll be a big undertaking, so it'll be interesting to see how it'll all pan out. Stephen Norton, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you, Tanya.
Once again, we've been speaking to Stephen Norton, Wall Street Journal reporter, covering all things digital business for the journal. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.